stand up and let's read the word of God on the screen.
使徒行传十九章二十三到二十九节，二十三节起。那时因为这道起的扰乱不小，有一个银匠名叫迪米丢，是制作雅迪米神龛的。他是这样的手艺人，生意发达。他聚集他们和同行的工人说：众位，你们知道我们是倚靠这生意发财。这保罗不但在以弗所，也几乎在亚细亚全地引诱迷惑许多人，说人手所做的不是神，这是你们所看见所听见的。这样不独我们这事业被人藐视，就是大女神雅迪米的庙也要被人轻呼，连亚细亚全地和普天下所敬拜这大女神之威荣也要消灭了。众人听见就怒气填胸，喊着说：大哉以弗所人的雅迪米啊！满城都轰动起来。众人拿住与保罗同行的马其顿人该由和雅滚拉达，齐心拥进戏园里去。好，我们今天就读到这里，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you, give us your word.
你的话语就是我们脚前灯路上的光，照亮我们，不让我们落到黑暗当中。
Your word is lamp upon feet, light upon paths, lets us not fall into darkness.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a praying name of Christ.
Amen. 好，弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
在我们上一个主日，我们所看到使徒行传十九章的经文，我们看见福音大大的得胜。
And the last Sunday, the message you can see from Acts at that time, the gospel is widely preached.
使徒保罗在以弗所传福音，那么有些原本行邪术的人认罪悔改，信靠主耶稣基督之后呢，他们就把自己的那些书籍都拿出来烧掉了。
At that time, we see when Paul preached the gospel. At that time, there you can see the people come to Christ and they burn all their books, doing some out business the book.
那么这个行动呢，就表示这些信靠耶稣基督的人跟他们以前那种犯罪得罪神的生活就彻底的一刀两断了。
That action represents their break away from those people, away from the former life, which is sin against God.
我们看见这是福音大大的得胜，把这个罪恶权势之下的灵魂从这个罪和死亡当中拯救出来。
We can see the victory of the gospel that saved the people from the sin and the death.
但是接下来呢，我们又看见那仇敌对福音的攻击，对传福音的人的攻击又开始了。
Then today we can see that the other another round of the enemy's attack on the gospel and the people who preach the gospel start again.
那这一次就是对保罗他们这些传福音的人的攻击，这个是规模非常巨大，这是一个在以弗所全城的人的一个大暴动。
Actually, this time this attack is a very a huge scale. You can see it's kind of whole city, efficient. It's kind of riot for the whole city.
那么整个暴动呢，被鼓动起来哈，被。就是被宣起来呢，就是这样的一个人，就是银匠，他叫迪米丢。
And this whole thing actually was stirred by just one person, is a silversmith, and is a silversmith. His name is Demetrius.
因为保罗传福音就告诉人，人手所造的不是神。
And because Paul was preaching the gospel, said whatever made out of a human hand, they are not God.
这显然就让这个以做偶像为生的这些银匠，让他们就有可能会丢饭碗了。
So that basically make those silversmiths, they actually do the business of make those false god statue as their business. Basically, they stop the way they can make money.
当然这不仅仅是饭碗这么简单了，这个他说的是发财，这是非常非常利润丰厚的一个行业，这是发财的行业。
So, this is not just barely to stop the way for the life resource, but actually this is a very profitable business, actually.
啊，所以他说这感他就让这以弗所城的人不仅仅是这些银匠啊，就是整个全城的人起来就要来抵挡福音，抵挡传福音的人。
So it's not only stirred all the people, the silversmiths, it's all the whole city actually.
那么最后呢，就是如果我们看接下来的经文，我们会看见最后只有罗马政府的官员出来，才这个全城的大暴动才平息下来。
Later on, we can see actually this big riot of the whole city finally is actually the Roman government basically put it down.
这里我们要说明一下当时的以弗所的这种情况啊。那么当时的以弗所是一个敬拜一个假神，名叫雅迪米这个女神的一个中心。
And we have to realize at that time.Efficient that city actually is the center of that people worship this god called Diana.
对。那接下来呢？我因为雅典米这个名字对人很陌生，对我也不太熟悉。那戴安娜就很熟悉，其实就是指同一个，就是这个假神女神啊。我接下来可能会用戴安娜。但是指的就是这个雅典米啊，他们其实是不同的翻译啊。
And basically, this god name is Diana.
那么当时在整个罗马帝国，这个戴安娜女神呢是被许许多多的人来崇拜的，是一个非常受崇拜的一个女神。然后当整个罗马帝国至少30多座这个戴安娜女神的神庙。
And at that time in the Roman Empire, the goddess Diana actually been worshipped very widely. There are about like a 30 some temple to worship this goddess.
那么在以弗所这个地方就是一个敬拜戴安娜女神的一个中心，在这里有最大的戴安娜女神的神庙，被称为七大世界奇迹之一。
So in the city of Ephesus actually has the biggest temple or shrines of worship Diana, and it's the biggest, and it's called the seventh one of the seven wonder of the world.
就是古代世界的七大奇迹之一，就是这个戴安娜神庙。戴安娜神庙在以弗所非常非常大，然后非常非常的辉煌啊，就是用金银各样的装饰去包裹它，然后是巨大的神庙。
So this Diana Shrines actually at that time is called one of the seven old wonders, and this temple actually built is very significant and wonder.
然后呢，可以容纳50,000人。
And it can hold 50,000 people.
然后在这个神庙里呢，就是有很多的这种异教的一些祭司啊，当然。更多的就是我们以前提到，就是上万名他们所谓的庙祭哈。
And also in this temple, there's so-called those kind of priests of the pagan priests, and also of course, there's thousands so-called temple prostitute.
然后每年都有这个戴安娜女神日，然后呢，千万的人就会涌到这个。以弗所的这个神庙来，就是说是来敬拜神，其实就是狂欢呐、放纵情欲啊，这样。
And every year there's a day for a festival of the people come to this temple basically in the name of worship that goddess, but at the same time it's basically the people just do all kinds things.
那么这其实就是当人来敬拜假神偶像的时候，人们其实就是其实是放纵情欲。
And that's what most the people when they worship the false god is they take those moments to basically let their lust being expressed.
我们看见以色列人在旷野，他们曾经就是用这个金子来造一个金牛犊来拜这个偶像嘛。
If you remember Israelites in the wilderness, they built a golden calf and they worshipped the idol at that time.
那圣经说他们 敬拜这金牛犊假神偶像以后，他们接下来做什么呢？坐下吃喝，起来玩耍。
And so when the Bible recorded that event, they said when they built this idol, and the Bible said they even drink and played.
当然，就是我们中文翻译是非常文明啊，但是事实上是当时是非常非常混乱和败坏的一个场面。
Chinese translation is like a very moderate world, but actually the world described the event is very adultery the type of activities going on.
所以在当时的以弗所有他们是敬拜达纳的中心，然后他们有最大的一个神庙，所以每年有这个达纳日，所很多很多人到这里来。
So,In Ephesians, basically, this is the center of worship of Diana, and every year they have the time of festival.
然后这就成为以弗所这个城市整非常非常重要的一个经济来源了。
And so this whole thing, worship and the festival, become a very important income for the city of Diana, city of Ephesians.
那尤其是这个做银匠，就是用银器来做各种偶像的人，这就是他们发财的一个机会。
Especially the business of doing this as a silversmith, this is a good opportunity for their get a fortune.
然后人们到这里来呢，就是他们都会买这些东西带回去哈。
Because when people come, they will buy those silver statues of those goddess, and then they will take it home.
那么本来他们这样是很好的，就是城市也经济繁荣，各行各业也很兴盛，这个手艺人呢，就是生意发财发达，一切都很好。
So basically, everything's good in their eyes. Everything is there's a good business, and tourists and all those event people make a lot of money for the city.
然后人们来敬拜这个所谓的达纳女神，然后结果他们做他们想做的事情，他们也很开心。
And people come to visit and say worship this goddess and also do the things they want to do, and they are also happy too.
但是当使徒保罗来到这里传福音，就对他们产生了冲击了。
But when Paul come to the city to preach the gospel, then there is a impact in their life. They think it's very good.
使徒保罗告诉大家，这人手所造的，这不是神呐，它是假的。结果有些人就相信了，他们就不再去到这个达纳神庙，不再去买这些人手所造的这些东西了。
What Paul preaches that the things made of mankind hand is not God, is a false God. So someone come to believe, and then they no longer to buy those statues.
那么这就有点像主耶稣去到当时的这个圣殿，因为在当时的圣殿人们在里面兑换银钱做买卖嘛。
So this is like when Jesus went to the temple. At that time, the temple is that people like doing all the kind of money change type of experience.
我在这里当然不是说这个达纳的庙是圣殿，当然不是的。我说就是说这个事件，那里人本来做生意啊，兑换银钱很好的，大家都开心，是不是？耶稣一去，桌子宣了。
Of course, I'm here. It's not compared to the temple with a temple, holy temple. I was talking about the event when the people doing business, everything's okay, and then Jesus went there and things completely stood up, and Paul go there, things got impact.
所以本来这个以弗所这个城市就这样就挺好，经济繁荣，就是各取所需，大家在这里很 happy， 都很好，结果保罗来把福音带过来，这一切就发生改变了。
So basically, Ephesians city is good. Everyone's happy and do things. But when Paul comes, everything changed.
所以我们一起来读两处圣经的经文，我们看到屏幕上圣经的经文，主耶稣所说的话，我们一起来读哈。
Let's read the scripture on the screen.
马太福音10:34起，你们不要想我来是叫地上太平，我来并不是叫地上太平，乃是叫地上动刀兵。你们以为我来是叫地上太平吗？我告诉你们，不是，乃是叫人纷争。 那事实确实是这样啊，当耶稣来的时候，确实很多人因为耶稣所做的话，因为耶稣所做的事情啊，就起来攻击主耶稣，攻击跟从耶稣的人，也彼此相争。
And that's true. When Jesus comes, there's a lot of people because of what he said and what he did. They attack Jesus, attack the people who follow Jesus, and also among them there's division too.
那么以至于最后耶路撒冷全城的人在那喊着，钉死耶稣，钉死耶稣。
And from the end, the whole people in Jerusalem said, "Crucify him, crucify him."
啊，让我们看到今天一开始所读的经文，使徒保罗也是受到这同样的对待，因为使徒保罗的来到，这个看起来繁荣平安的以弗所就不太平安了。
And then we can see today in today's scripture, we can see Paul had the same treatment actually because.After coming of the Paul to that city, and then it seems a good and peaceful city is no longer good and peaceful.
啊，人们全城起来暴动，就要来攻击保罗和跟他一起传福音的人。
So there's a commotion in the whole city, and they come to attack Paul and his fellow preacher of the gospel.
那我们看到这样的经文呢，我们就有人就会有这样的问题：他耶稣不是被称为和平之君吗？
And when we look at the scripture, sometimes we might think, is Jesus called the Prince of Peace?
既然是和平之君，怎么来到这个世界上？这个世界因为他的到来反而不和平了呢？
If Jesus is called the Prince of Peace, and how come he come to this world and there's no peace at all?
啊，首先我们要知道，耶稣确实是和平之君。
But we want to know first, indeed, that yes, Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
但是耶稣的使命是让人与神和平。
But the mission of Jesus Christ is to bring peace between man and God.
当所有人与上帝和平的时候，人与人之间当然也就和平。
And everyone must have peace with God. Of course, there will be peace among them.
就像初期教会那些认罪悔改的人、信靠耶稣的人，加入教会。
Just like early church, when people confess their sin and repent, and they become a Christian in the church.
他们信靠主耶稣，耶稣的血洗净他们的罪，就没有罪再成为人与神之间的拦阻了。
When they trust Jesus, Jesus blood cleansing their sin, and then there is no sin become a barrier between man and God.
他们与神和好了。
And they reconcile with God.
结果那早期教会的人，他们彼此之间怎么样和睦同居，反目共用，就像一家人一样。
And they record the early church. Actually, they all become all those saved. They live together like a family together.
我们要知道初期教会那些人，可是来自各处各方、各种不同的文化、不同的种族的人呐。
You have to know that early church people actually come from every place, every.Background, civilization, and tribe and races.
他们本来可能都是彼此为仇的，甚至都可能是世代为仇的民族，或者是文化，或者是彼此看不起的、藐视的。
They could be before. They could be a people that are different race, and they actually been enemy for generations. And
当然是他们在教会里，在基督里。他们都和好了，为什么会这样呢？
But in Christ, in church, they all reconcile with each other.
因为他们首先与神和好了。
Because they have the peace and reconcile with God first.
所以这就是耶稣被称为和平之君的原因，他首先是让人与神和好。
That is what Jesus called the Prince of Peace, because he make a peace between man and God.
耶稣要来解决人罪的问题。
Because he want to come to solve the problem of sin.
耶稣的血洗净人的罪。
His blood cleansing our sin.
但是呢，人呢要认罪悔改。
And at the people's side, we need to confess our sin and repent.
信靠耶稣，我们才罪被耶稣的血洗净。
And trust Jesus, then our sin will be cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
但是呢。很多的时候是罪人不愿意认罪悔改，不信靠耶稣。
But many times sinners don't want to confess our sin and repent and do not want trust in Jesus Christ.
愿意继续活在罪中，甚至愿意继续享受罪中之乐，就像当时的以弗所人。
And we want to continue to live in sin or enjoy the joy brought by sin, just like people at Ephesus at that time.
所以人们就抵挡福音，抵挡耶稣，抵挡耶稣的门徒。
So people just against Jesus, against the gospel, against the disciple of Jesus.
甚至就抵挡啊，或者是逼迫那些信耶稣的人。
And or they against those who trust in Jesus Christ, or persecute those who trust in Jesus Christ.
所以，就像耶稣自己所说，他来到这个世界上，他其实引起了纷争了。
And just like Jesus said, when he came to this world, he actually caused division.
事实确实是这样的。那不仅耶稣，耶稣的门徒也是这样，给这个本来看上去繁荣和平的以弗所，就带来了很大的动荡。
And that's true. Not only Jesus Christ, even his disciple, just like Paul, he come to Ephesus and they bring a lot of division, a lot of commotion.
那么有位美国牧师啊 ，John MacArthur 他说过，教会啊应该成为世界的良心，而不应该只是世界的安慰者。
And one of the pastors called John MacArthur, and he said, church should become a conscience of the society, not the comfort of the society.
但是今天很多的时候，我们教会呢就想成为一个扮演一个安慰者的角色。
A lot of times today, church want to play a role of a comfort.
啊，我们很多时候我们教会忘记了，我们首先应该是世界的良心呐。
We forgot that we should be the conscience of the society.
良心的作用，最重要的作用是什么？
The most important role of conscience is what?
唤醒在最终沉迷麻醉的人，良心把人叫醒了。
Conscience actually wake people up from the sin and they are living.
当然了。这是这位牧师用这样的很形象的比喻啊，非常合适。但圣经说教会是真理的柱石。
Of course, the pastor just use a word like descriptive word to describe a church. And the Bible, according to that Bible, is the pillar of the truth.
当我们教会，我们基督徒把真理带到这个世界上，确实是刺痛很多很多的人，但是同样也唤醒很多很多的人。
True, when the Christian and the church will bring the truth to the world, it does hurt a lot of people. At the same time, it also wake up a lot of people.
所以呢，在初期教会那些传福音的基督徒们，他被称为搅动天下的人。他不是说安慰者，他是搅动者。
So early church, those Christians are being called disturbing of the world.
那么圣经提到一种没有良心的安慰者。
And the Bible does call one group of people that they are comforted but without conscience.
就不讲良心。
There's no conscience.
我给大家读一段这一处圣经的经文，大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文。
I'll just read the scripture that describes this type of comfort.
耶利米书六章十三到十五节，十三节，因为他们从最小的到最大的都一味的贪婪，从先知到祭司都行事虚谎，他们轻轻忽忽的医治我百姓的损伤，说平安了，平安了，其实没有平安。他们行可憎的事，知道惭愧吗？不然，他们毫不惭愧，也不知羞耻，因此他们必在扑倒的人中扑倒，我向他们讨罪的时候，他们必致跌倒。这是耶和华说的。那么这里就说到这些假祭司、假先知，他们是安慰人，看上去是在安慰人啊，没事没事，一切都好的，一切都会好的。
And here talk about in the those false priests and the prophet, and they just comfort people, say everything's good, everything will going to be good.
但事实上呢，没有平安，他骗人家。
But in fact, there's no peace. He's just fool people.
就像前段时间这些灾害啊，不是这些台风啊，包括火灾都已经到眼前了，然后告诉你啊，没事没事，睡吧睡吧，没事的。
It's just like if you think about, we have those fire, we have those flood, or hurricane and.Think about, imagine that some people say, "Don't worry, nothing, everything's good."
那如果我们侥幸从这个灾害当中逃出来，我们第一个要找谁算账啊
？So assuming that we somehow fortunately run away from those flood or hurricane, who would we basically try to make them accountable?
那骗我们干什么，对不对？
Of course, we will find those people say, why you just cheat me?
所以这些他们看上去是这个世界的安慰的，但事实上他们不讲良心，他们害人啊。
So they look like a comfort to the world, but they actually no conscience. They actually is hurting people.
我们再看一个有良心的安慰者，或者叫劝诫者。
And let's look at another conscience rebuker or.
那么在大家也可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我给大家读一下哈，马太福音三章七到十节。约翰看见许多法利赛人和撒都该人也来受洗，就对他们说，毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称，不要自己心里说，有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗。我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。现在斧子已经放在树根上了，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。那么这里有一些人来到司祭约翰面前，他们本来心里很平安的，心里很安静，很有安全感的。
And here we describe a group of people come to John the Baptist, and they when they come, they probably are very feels very good about themselves.
他说，哎，我们是亚伯拉罕的这个后裔啊。
And they talk about they think, oh, we are the descendant of Abraham.
但是呢，司祭约翰呢，并没有鼓励或者安慰他们，就是你们赶紧要悔改，要不然你们即便是亚伯拉罕的后裔，你们如果不悔改，你们跟个石头也没有什么区别。
But John the Baptist actually didn't try to comfort them, rather just say repent. If you don't repent, even you are descendant of Abraham, it really no different from even it's not worthy of the rock.
而且现在已经非常紧迫了，这个斧子马上就要砍下去了。
And it's not only saying this, it also gave them urgency. It's right now, this is the time.
我们今天如果看了司祭约翰讲这些话，我们觉得这哪里有安慰人呢？这简直是就是没有安慰人。但是这真正的是让人能够得安慰，就是你只要认罪悔改就好了。
And if you look at this on the face, you say this is not comfort people, but in the reality, it's the true comfort because it basically saying if you repent it.Then you'll be fine.
就麦克阿瑟说呢，教会不要做世界的安慰者。如果我们把这句话就是稍微的讲清楚一点，就是教会不要做这个世界上不讲良心的安慰者。
And so, John MacArthur said the church should not be a comfort. He's truly saying is you don't want to be a comfort without conscience.
或者更加准确的说，不要做一个不讲真理的安慰者。
Or if you put more precisely that you don't want to be a comfort without truth.
那么主耶稣不是说哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰吗？
And Jesus said, "Blessed are those mourn, for they shall be comforted."
那么这里说的哀痛呢，是指那些为罪哀痛的人，为自己的罪哀痛。
And here Jesus said, "Blessed are those who are mourn." This is talking about people who mourn for their sin, mourn for their iniquity.
这样的人能够从耶稣的话当中，能够从神的真理当中得到安慰。
And such a person can from the word of Jesus Christ and from the truth of God get a comfort.
那么不哀痛的人，不为罪哀痛的人，他们听到神的话，听到福音的真理，他们不会得到安慰，他们会被激怒的。
But if a person do not mourn for his own iniquity, for his own sin, when they hear the word of God, they will not be comforted, but rather they will be feels offended.
他们会起来，会污蔑，会抵挡，甚至会迫害那些传福音的人。
And their reaction would be against such a teaching, even persecute those who preach such a teaching.
这就是当时以弗所人所做的事情。
And that's what happened in the city of Ephesus.
那么我们刚才提到了，当时以弗所的暴乱呢，都是由一个人血挑起来的，这个人就是叫迪米丢。
And we talk about that time there's a big commotion. It actually is led by a one person called Demetrius.
那么 这段经文我们就不再再一次看啊，大家已经非常熟悉了，因为他自己就是靠这个拜偶像挣钱的，靠假神发财的一个人。
Because he himself is like doing the business, kind of make money off that, based on people worship the idols.
然后呢，他就要捍卫，他看起来是在捍卫这个以弗所人所信仰的这一个假神，看起来是捍卫这个神，捍卫这个神庙，但事实上他在捍卫什么？捍卫自己发财的门路。
And from the scripture we already read, you can see it looks like this person, Demetrius, tried to defend the goddess, their worship, but actually he's defending his business.
然后他也是非常非常有头脑啊，他说，哎，靠我一个人的力量不行，我要把大家都发动起来。
And of course, he's have a very smart. He's just by himself. He cannot do it. So he tried to get mobilize all the people.
那么他这里扮演的呢，看上去是在捍卫以弗所人的信仰，他是一个信仰的捍卫者。
And from here, he's kind of playing a role of a defender of the faith of the Ephesians.
信仰捍卫者，那是英国国王的抬头，女王的抬头。
And a defender of faith is like a title of a British king and a queen.
那么这个迪米迪欧，他就是他当时就是这样，他我捍卫以弗所人的信仰啊。
And Demetrius actually tried to play that role. He just tell the people of the Ephesian city, he said, "I'm defending your guys' faith."
但事实上他讲得很清楚，他就是捍卫他赚钱发财的这个门路啊。
Of course, he also made it clear he's defending the way they can make money.
我们现在是一个非常敏感的时刻，选总统。
Right now, it's a very critical moment for the presidential election.
很多人尤其是一些基督徒，这个时候也说我要捍卫信仰，我要去投票。我要捍卫信仰。
And a lot of people, even some Christians, said, "I will defend my faith, so I'm going to vote."
可是我看到，甚至我也看到有一个基督徒说啊，我今天投上了神圣的一票。
And also, hear some people say, as Christians said, "Oh, today I cast the sacred vote."
以信仰的名义。
In the face of, in the name of faith.
以基督的名义。
In the name of Christ.
后来我在想。哎，如果主耶稣来竞选美国总统会怎样
？And then I thought, if Jesus come to campaign for the president, of the United States, what going to happen?
你不是捍卫信仰吗？你不是以信仰的名义、基督的名义、耶稣来竞选美国总统？你会不会给他投票
？If you defend your faith, if in the name of a faith, name of Christ, if Jesus actually is one of the candidate, would you vote for him?
耶稣发表他的演讲。
And Jesus gave his speech.
耶稣说：“只是我告诉你们，不要与恶人作对。有人打你的右脸，你的左脸转过来由他打；有人要告你，就要拿你的礼，连外由他拿去。”
And Jesus just make a speech like we see on the screen.
大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文。有人强逼你走一里路，你同样走两里；有求你的，给他；有向你借贷的，不要推辞。耶稣发表继续发表他的演讲
And Jesus continued to give his speech
不要为自己积攒财宝在地上地上有虫子咬能锈坏又有贼挖窟窿来偷只要积攒财宝在天上天上没有虫子咬不会锈坏也没有贼挖窟窿来偷因为你的财宝在哪里你的心在哪里耶稣继续说一个人不能侍奉两个主不是恶这个爱那个就是重这个轻那个你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉金钱今天不是很多人说我以信仰的名义我以基督的名义投神圣的一票耶稣来竞选总统耶稣发表他的演讲你希望耶稣做你的总统吗
So today there's people saying I'm a cast a vote in the name of faith in the name of Christ So imagine Jesus come to campaign for the president with those campaign speech Would you vote for him
我们知道耶稣不骗人对不对
We know Jesus won'tCheap people, right?
耶稣是这样说，他就这样做啊。
And Jesus said like this, he do accordingly.
如果耶稣真的是一个政治人物，那他真的就是这样做啊。
And if Jesus is a political figure, and he would do it according to what he said.
但耶稣在这个世界上，他不扮演政治人物的角色，他不做一个政治人物。
But Jesus didn't play a politician in this world.
啊，我们都说呢，今年的大选呢，哎呀，真是有看头，好抓马，哎呀，很有戏剧性。
And we all see that this cycle of the election is very dramatic.
啊，那么其实大家妄性比较大。其实1992年的大选呢，那才是更有戏剧性。
But actually, the election of 1992 is more dramatic. It's more dramatic.
1992年谁当选的？克林顿当选了。
1992 actually, Clinton being elected as a president.
没有人想到这个初出茅庐的年轻人能够打败老布什。老布什当时带领美国赢了海湾战争呐。
That
the, 战争胜利总统。
The dramatic is that at that time, Clinton is just a young politician, but he defeated a veteran politician, the senior Bush. Actually, he just won the Gulf War.
而且老布什那个时候不仅赢了第一场海湾战争，也许冷战的胜利，事实上也算到他的头上，因为他在他时期确实冷战。就是苏联垮台了呀。
So Senior Bush actually not only won the Gulf War and also the final victory of Cold War is almost like ended at his watch.
谁能想到老布什会输呢？尤其是谁能想到克林顿会赢呢？大家不知道克林顿是那么年轻呢，很一个阿肯色州。
So at that time, no one really expected that a young politician from the state of Arkansas could win this election.
后来人发现，哇，这个克林顿啊，他就喊对一句口号，赢了。
And finally, people figured out Clinton just won by one slogan.
有没有还记得
？Does anyone remember what they used?
It's the economy, baby.
And basically, at that time, the Clinton's campaign used one sentence to for their campaign is it is economy stupid.
他说笨蛋，关键是经济。
And basically said stupid, it's economy.
这句话好难听，是不是？那凭什么骂选民是笨蛋呢
？And it's kind of hard to hear why you call the voters are stupid.
哎，选民爱听呢，爱听爱被骂。
Obviously, voters take it.
说对，经济钱。
Yes, economics and money.
这不就是当时这个迪米丢这个银匠让以弗所人起来，他不是喊同样的口号吗？大家不要傻了，不要傻了！这个人把我们的经济破坏了，钱呐、啊！你想什么呢？你们在？
At that time, I think it's kind of similar like the things happened officially in that time. Dmitry basically saying the same thing. Don't be fooled. What do you think about this guy that destroyed our economy?
不要再被保罗迷惑了。但保罗到处骗人啊，到处迷惑人，说人手所造的不是神。其实人手所造的是不是神不重要，重要的是什么？Money， 我听见有人说钱呐、啊，
说、so、
傻了，钱呐、啊。
Basically, Dmitry said to the people in Ephesus that don't be fooled by Paul. He said, things made man hand is not God. It's nothing to do with God. It's money.
我们看见啊，保罗在这里唤醒人的灵魂，是不是
？So you can see Paul here try to wake up people's soul.
那这个迪米丢这个银匠，他唤醒人，你看到重点，你不要忘了赚钱。
And we can see Dmitry also try to wake up people's point. Look at the focus on money.
那看到最后没有看见？哇，那很多人被谁唤醒了呢
？So we can see in the end who is wake up by whom.
啊，都起来了！哎呀，是啊，这个不能坏了我们的经济啊。
And so many people get agree with Demetrius. Yes, our economy cannot be destroyed.
So today, it's like, 很多人说啊，我捍卫信仰啊，捍卫这个，捍卫那个。
So today we have people in the name of defend our faith, defend on that or that.
我们真的要诚实的面对。
We try to be honestly face.
当时这个迪米丢这个银匠，他也是信仰的捍卫者。
At that time, we can see that Dmitry is a defender of faith.
他捍卫的当然是错误的信仰，但是他说，哎，我们要捍卫我们的神呢、啊，捍卫我们的神庙啊。
Of course, you defend a wrong faith. You want to defend their goddess, defend their temple.
但他真正要捍卫的是什么
？But truly, you want to defend.
捍卫我们的经济，捍卫我们的赚钱呢、啊、
？You defend their economy and defend the way to make money.
谁是他的神
？So who is their god?
真的是他手所捏出来的那个答案了吗？
It's really that the statue they made by their hand, that Diana statue.
谁是这个银匠迪米丢心中真正的神
？Who is the true God in Demetrius' heart?
大家说，钱
，money。
不要谈信仰，不要什么扯戴安娜，不要说你在保护神庙，保护戴安娜。
And don't even mention that God is or you are protecting.Protect the temple or protecting this goddess. Actually, their main thing is money.
年纪轻轻的克林顿赢了，他就用最刺激人的话，最让人听得难受的话，美国人最不喜欢你骂他傻，对不对
？And young Clinton actually won the election. He just used a very simple, very hurtful word, and people hate to be called stupid, right?
他就骂美国人傻，他就骂他的选民傻。
But indeed, called voters stupid.
他傻瓜、啊，关键是经济。
And stupid, it's economy.
投票。
And then the people just voted.
当然了，就是从一个公民责任角度来讲，我们去投票选一个政治领袖，保护我们国家的经济，保护我们国家的安全，甚至也保护我个人的经济利益，这是一件非常合理。该去做的事情。
Of course, as a civil duty, as a citizen, if we vote for a political leader to protect this country's economy and security, even protect my own security economy, this is a reasonable thing to do.
我在这里再强调一下，我在这里并不是说你该投谁或者不该投谁，你该投或者不该投，我完全不是这样说。我说的是，你作为一个公民。你去投票选出一个政治领袖，保护你自己，保护这个国家的经济，保护你自己的经济利益，这是非常合理该做的事情。
Of course, I want to emphasize and make clear here. I'm not saying you're going to vote this person or that person. I'm just saying, as a citizen, as the duty of a citizen, and you go to vote for a political leader to protect this country's economy, even protect your own that your own interest is the reasonable thing to do.
啊，你说哦，哎，这个候选人说他上台以后我可以少交税啊，这个人候选人说他上台以后，哎，我可以多赚钱，投他可以投他。
And if you because of this candidate said if he elect the president and you can pay less tax, that candidate said if you be elected he or she be elected president and you can have earn more money and you want to vote this vote that fine.
你作为一个公民，你不仅该做，你甚至你应该这样去做。
And as a citizen, and as a you need to do this as a duty of your citizen.
我们是选一个政府的领导，我们不是选教皇。
And we are voting for a leader for the government, not for the pope.
不要以信仰的名义，不要以基督的名义，你不是在选基督，你不是在捍卫信仰。基督来了，你不一定会让他当你的总统。
So do not use in the name of faith, in the name of Christ. If Christ come, you may not vote him for the president.
首先，你有没有让耶稣在你心里做你的主？你先不要管耶稣做不做美国总统。你说我有没有让耶稣在我心里做我的主
？So first we ask ourselves: Is we let Jesus Christ become Lord, become my Lord in my heart?
所以呢？我们今天来思想这个以弗所的暴动啊，它是一个宗教暴动，它甚至也可以说是一个政治暴动，但是归根结底，它是一个经济暴动。
And we can talk about this commotion in this city of Ephesus. We can think about is of the nature of religion or nature of a political event, but essentially it is a nature of economy.
但是基督徒有没有在这种暴动下屈服呢？
But Christian did not be gave in for those type of commotion.
保罗有没有说，哎呀，我现在明白了，我原来砸了你们的饭碗了，哎呦呦呦，算了算了。保罗有没有这样讲啊？
And Paul didn't come say, oh, I basically destroy you guys' economy. He didn't do that.
保罗说饭碗不重要，灵魂更重要。
And Paul basically says it's not important for the earthly resource, but your soul.
如果保罗要来到今天要竞选，他也会说傻瓜啊！关键不是经济，关键是什么
？If Paul come to today's election, probably he would say, "Stupid! It's not economy. It is what?
灵魂
soul
是。我们跟从耶稣基督的人，为什么呢？为什么信靠他、跟从他呢
？So when we follow Jesus Christ, why? Why we follow Jesus Christ?
彼得说出来了，大家的心声呢、啊，在耶稣那里有永生之道。
Peter gave the answer that because in Jesus there is eternity.
感谢神啊、我们最后一起来读一处圣经的经文。
In conclusion, let's read the scripture together.
好，我们弟兄姊妹一起起立。如果你身体不太舒服呢，你也可以坐着哈。
Let's stand to read. If you're not comfortable to stand, you can sit there to read.
好，我们一起来读以弗所书六章十到十八节，十节起。我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装。就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计，因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸，又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。此外又拿着信德当作盾牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭，并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦为众圣徒祈求。啊，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Father, we thank you, praise you.
我们今天从圣经的经文当中，我们看见使徒保罗啊，在这场属灵的征战当中，他站立得稳，站立得住。
From the scripture, we see that Paul in this spiritual warfare, he stand firm.
因为使徒保罗穿戴神全备赐给他的军装。
Because he wear all the armor that God gave to him.
他从那魔鬼撒旦黑暗的权势当中，他不仅没有退缩，没有屈服，他甚至从黑暗权势当中把人的灵魂拯救出来。
And he didn't give up, he didn't pull back, and on the contrary, he pulled the soul from under the power of the darkness.
我们今天也来到神面前，我们也呼求神给我们的全备属灵的军装。
Today we come to God. We ask God to give us all those armories.
用神的话语成为我们去打这场属灵战争的兵器。
And so we use the word of God as the armory we can fight this war.
愿神在十字架上所彰显出来爱仇敌的爱，成为我们的驱动力，让我们去进入这场属灵的战争。
May the love of God that shone on the cross, that loved His enemy, become the drive of us, so we can go to this warfare.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a praying name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.